The World This Week. Business.
The Federal Reserve made it official and declared there had been a lack of further progress in getting inflation down to its 2% target, suggesting that it won't start cutting interest rates until much later this year at the earliest. In January, investors were pricing in about 0.75 percentage point cuts in 2024. They have pared their bets since. The yen rebounded sharply, fueling speculation that the authorities had intervened to prop up the currency for the first time since 2022. The currency had hit a 34-year low of 160 to the dollar after the Bank of Japan left its benchmark interest rate on hold at between 0 and 0.1%, having raised it from minus 0.1% in March. The central bank gave little clue as to when it would raise rates again and also did not produce a plan to sharply curtail its bond buying. In a surprise announcement, Noel Quinn said he would step down as chief executive of HSBC, 5 years after taking up the role. Mr. Quinn continued the bank's pivot to Asia, where it makes most of its profit, and saw off a spirited challenge from shareholders that wanted the Asian business to be spun off into a separate entity. He says he is now due some rest and relaxation. BBVA and Banco Sabadell, Spain's second and fourth largest banks, are contemplating a merger that would give the combined entity a market value close to that of Santander and be the biggest banking deal in Europe in years. Chang Peng Zhao, the founder and former chief executive of Binance, was sentenced to 4 months in prison in Seattle for neglecting to oversee controls on money laundering at the cryptocurrency exchange, which resulted in the transfer of funds to Hamas, Al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations. Mr. Zhao pleaded guilty to the charges. Prosecutors had sought a 3-year sentence. CVC Capital Partners' long-awaited IPO in Amsterdam drew huge investor interest. The share price of one of Europe's biggest private equity companies closed up nearly 20% on the first day of trading, raising 2 billion euros, that's $2.1 billion. In New York, the IPO of Viking, a cruise line that targets the over-55s and bans children, was also a big success, raising $1.5 billion. Speculation swirled that other mining companies might make a takeover bid for Anglo American after it rejected a £31 billion, that's $39 billion proposal from BHP, which could still submit a higher offer. Rivals may try to buy specific bits of Anglo. Its primary assets are in copper, iron ore and platinum, and the De Beers diamond business. The demand for artificial intelligence applications led to a big jump in Amazon's cloud computing business, with the division's operating income surging in the first 3 months of 2024. Amazon's overall net profit came in at $10.4 billion, up from $3.2 billion in the same quarter last year. Microsoft and Alphabet have also reported strong growth in AI-based services. Alphabet announced its first ever shareholder dividend and a $70 billion share buyback plan. The Eurozone's annual inflation rate was unchanged in April at 2.4%. The core rate excluding food and energy prices slowed to 2.7%. The figures suggest the European Central Bank is on track to cut interest rates at its meeting on June 6th. Another factor for the ECB is that the Eurozone's economy grew by just 0.3% in the first 3 months of the year, quarter on quarter. New data showed it fell into recession in the last half of 2023. Elon Musk unexpectedly sacked the entire team at Tesla working in its supercharger division, around 500 people, as well as the division's head and the head of new products. Tesla is one of the world's largest charging networks for electric vehicles. Ford and General Motors had only just begun plugging their cars into the system. The layoffs come on top of a 10% reduction in headcount announced recently. Mr. Musk said he hoped by now that senior executives were getting the message about slashing costs. Tesla's boss had just returned from a trip to China, where he met the Prime Minister Li Qiang and reached a deal with Baidu, one of China's tech giants, to provide mapping software for Tesla's cars, bringing it closer to gaining approval for its driver assistance technology in the country. Mr. Musk has talked before about going balls to the wall on autonomy. Paramount Global said Bob Bakish was stepping down as chief executive to be replaced by three senior executives. Mr. Bakish was not keen on a proposed buyout of the entertainment company by Skydance Media. That deal is supported by its controlling shareholder, Shari Redstone, and opposed by almost every other investor.